We are learning Kriyas Daf Hey, and we're starting four lines from the top. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Ha'ichel Lechem B'Koli, Lechem Koli B'Karmel, Leika Gimel. There's an Isser to eat from the new Tfuah of this year before you bring the Minchas Omer on Pesach. It's called Chadash. And the Pasuk, it says, three examples what you shouldn't eat. V'Lechem, V'Koli, V'Karmel. Lechem is bread, V'Koli is roasted kernels, and Karmel are plain kernels. You can't eat it until you bring the carbon. So it's a lav on three things. Zokter v'yitzel, if you eat three things, echayef for three different malkas. Great thing, Mara Kasha asked the Gemara, v'in leikim alav shebeklolis. We know a klal, you don't get malkas on a lav shebeklolis. There's no malkas on that. When it's like one general lav for three things, only one lav, only one malkas. Shani hocha, the miyasri kroy. There's extra word here. So the Gemara is trying to figure out which word of these three words are extra. The Gemara says, "Lemakro lechem v'neil kolu karmel v'nei." Just write that you not eat bread and learn out kolu and karmel from there. Learn out, you know, roast the kernels and regular kernels from there that you can't eat that either. The Gemara says, "You can't do that." Ikla mifrach ma lechem shkenes rabbi yisal chala. We know there's a chi of chala. Chala means a froshes chala, and that we find that chi of a froshes chala is only found by. Chala, by lechem, only by bread, not by chita. There's no din by chita or, you know, roasted chitim or non-roasted chitim. There's no din chala. So don't tell me, you can learn from there, that has a milah, that it has the mitzvah of chala. So you wouldn't be able to learn it out. So maybe, let's not say nichtav kali. Let's say just roasted kernel, nichtav lechem. Don't write lechem or karmel. More lechem or kali leo, so you can't learn a lechem from kali, why not? From the kali yisiveina. The kali has a mila that's still be'en, still the same thing. Lechem is already a shinu, lo yisaveina, maybe there you'll have to eat it, even by chadash. And karmel mekali le'os, you can learn a karmel mekali, because the kali, which is roasted kernels, it's rabbi, it's menachos. There's a ribu by menachos, because it says that, by the minchas ha'omer, that you kali be'esh, you roast it in the fire. So you see that there's a din of, there's a milah of kali that at least it has a milah by menachos. Minchas ha'omer is made dafkar from roasted kernels. So I think maravaita, maybe let's not say karmel lechem. Learn out from let it not say lechem and kali. Learn out from karmel. Karmel and shabbos menachos. Yeah, karmel doesn't have menachos. Nicht of karmel. Let's just write karmel. Vaneiv lechem akoli menei, learn lechem akoli from there. Klamifrach ma le karmel, shekin lenu stam briyosa. His mom is the exact same thing. It's not roasted, it's not changed, it's the exact same thing. So Gemara says, there's nothing extra. Mechad lo yalef, yalef. He says, let's neiv chodim in the train. Maybe there is one extra. We can learn one from two. So learn from kro lechem, vaneiv lechem akoli ve karmel. Maybe you shouldn't write lechem. Learn from akoli and karmel. Klamifrach ma le akoli and karmel. This nu be'inam. Both akoli and karmel have a maila. They're both be'en. They're not changed. So that's why there's din chodosh, not by lechem. Okay, so let's learn from karmel. Don't write karmel. Vanilla lechem v'kali. Learn out from bread and roasted kernels. Like the mifrach ma lechem v'kali. Can it's rabbi to menachos? Both of them myla. They have a shayich to menachos. Kali, we just said a minchas oimer bring from kali, and lechem you have lechem upon him and the shdei lechem. So you find menachos, but karmel is never brought as menachos. On the Yitzchak, this is the final pshat. Like nichtiv kra kali. Don't say kali. V'neil v'lechem v'karmel. Learn from lechem v'karmel. I can have a pircha my parches. The parches my lechem. Shkenes rabbi yitzchala. You can say lechem as a maila, as a frosh yitzchala. That's why it should be osaf v'chadosh. We'll say karmel yichiach. We'll say karmel. Karmel's not no chiyachala. You're using the karmel loy nishtan b'briyosa. If you can say karmel as a maila, because it's not nishtan b'briyosa, lechem yichiach. And therefore you make a mahat sad. Madach kali, madach karmel and lechem have a Isser Chadosh, same too, Kali. Hukach Loike. And therefore, so why do you have to turn and say Lucky? Therefore, get Malkis, me Yasser, because it's an extra word. So I'm going to ask, Vaima Kali, maybe Kali, that's me Yasser, that's extra. That should have extra Malkis. Why? Because that word is extra. Vaima Kali, the me Yasser, Machayev Chadosh, Chayev 1. But on the other ones, the Kulim, Machayev Chadosh, the other two, Lechem Karmel, Machayev 1. So Machayev 2 total V3. Now, how do you know you only have all three? The only extra word is Kali. Where it says, "In kain nichtiv kro," the pasuk say, "Lechem karmel v'kali." Just put kali at the end, or you're not nichtav kali v'lechem v'karmel. Put kali at the beginning. Am I kosher to kali b'emza? Why is it kali in the middle? To teach us, hachikama, lechem kikali mechayev v'karmel mechayev kali. Teaches us that you know lechem is like kali and karmel is like kali, and they're both chayev. Of you three, then mechayev three lavin. So the Gemara writes a new Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yana, La'olam al tigzer shav kal beinecha. Gzer Shava shouldn't be Kal Beinecha. We'll see that a lot of the Gufei Taira learned from Gzer Shava. Sharei Pigel, Echav Gufei Taira, Pigel is one of the Yesoidis of the Taira. V'limdo HaKosov Gzer Shava, and the whole way we know the Chi of Karis by Pigel is only through a Gzer Shava. It's the only way we know Pigel's Chi of Karis. Dar Rav Yechanan, Tani Zav Debar Levi, Nemel Halon, it says in the Parashah of Noisar, in Parashas Emor, Va'oichlov Avoinov, it's my Parashas Kedoshim, I think it is, Parashas Kedoshim, Va'oichlov Avoinov Yisa. When Emma Khan, it says here in Parashas Tzav by Pigel, Va'nefesh Aichelos Men Avoinov Tisa. Same law on Avoinov, Malahalon Koris, just like by Noisar, the Chi of Koris, Avkan Koris, and we'll see where's the Makar for Chi of Koris by Noisar. But it says Ma by Noisar's Chi of Koris, also by Pigel's Chi of Koris. Omrab Samoy, another example. Ilamati Xer Shava Kalbe Necha, Shere Noiser, Echem Gufay Taira, Limda Kosta, Xer Shava. The whole way we know Chayav Kars is Xer Shava, Mahi. What's Xer Shava? Yolif, Kodesh, Kodesh. It says by the Pasik that we're not sure what it's talking about, but it says, Va'oichlov Avoina Yisa, Kies Kodesh Hashem Chilel, Va'nichrsa Hanefesh Himamed. That's the Pasik says, get Kars. And by Noiser, it says, Vixiv, Visarafis Anoiser Beish, Ki Kodesh. Loyech l'kodesh, says k'kodesh. We learn k'kodesh teaches us that ichayev karis by noiser. And before we learned pigel from noiser, that pigel chutz mizmanoi is also chayev karis from a pigel. It's only through gzeres shava. Another example. We'll have another two examples. Omer by loymati gzeres shava kabei necha. Shaharei bitoy manusasoi, a daughter that's born not through marriage but through he was ma'anis someone. So that's one of Echav Gufay Taira. Everyone knows Bita Manasas is Aser, and has the same Chiyuvim, same Chiyuv Shreifa. But Limda Kosel Gzeres Shava. The whole Makar is Gzeres Shava. Dama Rava. When it's Isha Yibita, it's only Limda Gzeres Shava. Dama Rava. Only a Ritzvav Dima. Asa Heina Heina Liyisura. You learn it Heina Heina. From then that teaches us Bita Manasas is Aser together with the mother. There's the Issa of Isha Bita even Bita Manasas. And we learn out Asa Zima Zima. The Shreifa teaches the Chayim Shreifa. So you see again how strong Gzeres Shavas are. We learned Gzeres Shavas teaches by Pigel, teaches us by Noisa, teaches us also by Bita Ma'an Asasa. Here's the last case. Omer Avash, Yalti Gzeres Shavas Kal Beinecha, Sharei HaNeskolim Hein Gufei Tari. You know that anyone who gets Skila, that's a fact. But not everywhere does it say Skila, and it's still Skila. Linda Kosel Gzeres Shavas, the Tanya, says in the Brice, never can, by Ish Oviv, and by Kalosai, and by Azachar, and by Isha, and Ivas, by Hema, all those Pesukim, it says, the Mayim Bam. But we don't know if it's skila or not. But remember, Oyvi Yadoni, the Mayan Bum. But Oyvi Yadoni, it says there, Yichayev Skila, and it says the Mayan Bum. So we learn out. Ma de Chavadeh, Ma la Halom, Beskila, Avkam, Beskila. Look, there's Skila, here's also Skila. So you see the power of Gzeres Shava. Let's go right in the Gemara. The Mishnah said of a Fatim Es HaShemen, is one of the examples Chayev Kar says, someone who makes Shemen a Mishcha. Same thing goes to a Fatim Es HaKtairis, or someone's Sach with the Shemen a Mishcha of the Beis HaMikdash Hashem and HaMishcha, all those in Chayiv Karis. What's the Makar for that? Look to Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. What does it say, some dinim about this? Tana Rabbanan, Vatim Es HaShemen, someone makes Hashem and HaMishcha, Lul Moibah, he just does it to learn, but he doesn't do it to have himself. He doesn't do it for himself. Or, Oilim Shoreis HaTzibor, he does it to give it over to the Tzibor. The Lacha is Pata. Even they didn't ask him, but he did it for that intention. His intention was to learn or to give it to the Tzibor. The Lacha is, it's not Chayiv Karis. And we'll see the Drosh in a second. Losuch, if you made it to use it for yourself, then you're chayiv. But v'hasach mimenu potter. Someone uses it to smear on himself. If it's not Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem HaMishcha, you're potter. Lefi she'en chayav me'el Hashem HaMishcha she'osu Moshe Levad. Only chayiv on Hashem HaMishcha that Moshe made. Now I'm going to explain. We learn that if someone makes Hashem HaMishcha, l'umot boy, oy, I'm going to ask the Moshe receive a potter, you're potter. No, how do we know? So the Gemara, because Xeris Shava, the Pasuk says, "V'mas kuntai by Shem Mishcha says Mas kuntai," and it says also by Ktaris, "Min v'mas kuntai the Ktaris." By Ktaris also says Mas kuntai, and we know V'ksiv v'gavik Ktaris lo yisasu lachem. This is do for yourself, and it's Mashma dafka lachem u'daser avlo Mishcha chivas potter by Shem Mishcha also l'gavik Shem Nami Shem Mishcha also l'moisu chivas potter. Learn Xeris Shava from Ktaris. And the Mepharshim speak out that the same goes for someone who's learned from it. It's also not called doing it for himself. That's also similar to the fact that Latziba is not doing for himself, and therefore that's also a case of Yapata. So Yapata Sai Falumai by Elamai Shlatziba. So the Gemara is asking, now that we know that this Xeris Shava from Kateris to Shaman Amishkov is Hedek Teres Nel from Shaman, it's learned Kateris from Shaman Amishkov for certain things. What you learn out? Ma Shaman Kimifatem Lechatzo Impata. So Shaman Amishkov, the halacha is, if you do less than the shear of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was 12 lugan, I think. 12 lugan. If you do it less than 12 lugan, you're potter. So Kateris also, if you don't make enough for a whole year, which is 365 mana, it's also your potter. If you do it less than a full year, potter is your potter. Alama Rava, what Rava say, Kateris nit mechatzom chayiv. And still he says, Shemen and Shepat Chasson is potter. Why was Michal between Shemen and Mishcha and Kateris if they learned that from each other? They both should have the same halacha. So Rava answers, Amalach Rava, Gabi Shemen, Abashan and Mishcha, Ksiv, Maskud, Elisasu, Kamayu. There has to be Dafka Kamayu. Kamayu would also. That's exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu made it. Aval, Chetz, Yashav, Adam, that's fine. But, Gabi Kateris, the Ksiv, Akteris, which is a Ta'ase, it says, look, all I see the Kateris, any Asiya is enough. And Efshir, the Makdeh, Pras, Beshach, Pras, Rehabayim. If you do one mana, you can do half in the morning, half in the evening. So therefore, Avivai, you do one mana, and that's enough. One mana, even like one 365, you know, one day. That's enough to be Chai for Kateris. Because that's Xeris Akasav, and they can't make Xeris Shavav. The Pasuk is not like that. Pasuk is there, Kamayu. Here it says, Tas, the Tolian, the Asiya. And therefore, you can't learn out the Xeris Shavav. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbana, learn to the Braisa. It says in our Psukim, in Parashas Kisisa, the Shear of the Shemana Mishcha, all the different type of Besam use for it. So it says Shemana Mishcha is used Mar Durar, Chamesh Meir, so 500 Shkalim. Kida, Chamesh Meir, so not 500 Shkalim for that spice. That's already 1,000. Kimon Besem, Chamesh Meir Shkalim. Kimon Besem, also 500, because the Pasuk says half is 250, so 250 plus 250 is 500. You know, Kimon Besem is 500, so that's already 1,500. Ukne Besem, first was Kinmon Besem, that's Chamesh Meir, because it says Machsitza Chamesh Mesayim. Ukne Besem is only Chamesh Mesayim total. Nimtze Kulam, Elef Hashameh, it's Chamesh Mesayim. All total is 1,750 is the total amount of Shkolam, the weight of Shemana Mishcha. Afraid to morrow, Tanam, Yonah Kamash Lon, count up the Psukim, we know exactly how much it is. Tanah's telling us how to count. We're missing some calculators, so he's helping us out. And my answer is Tana Hoka Kashle. This was bothering Tana. You have to speak at the exact shear. Ema, you would say maybe, just like Kinmon Besem is Machzitze Chamishim Mesayim, which means total 500. Maybe Kinmon Besem also Kinmon Besem. Man Kinmon Besem Machzitze Chamishim Mesayim. Just like Kinmon Besem is 250, half, which means 500 total. After Kinmon Besem Machzitze Chamishim Mesayim, maybe Chamishim Mesayim means in the pasuk it really means half. If you read the pasuk, it could work out. The pasuk says, Lashon the pasuk is, what's the exact lashon of pasuk? The pasuk's lashon is at the kachav some roish mar deror chamish meis kimon besa machtisa chamish mesayim ukne baisim chamish mesayim. So you see, I think it goes back on a four, half or so. If we teach us no, it was only 250 total, and it's only 1750 total, not 2000. Let's read inside again. You think ma kimon besa machtisa chamish mesayim afkne baisim machtisa chamish mesayim davar the train alpha is total 2000. Kamash lo, it's no, it's 1750. Maybe taka. It's really 500, and meant to say only half is 250. So tomorrow I'm coming to the craw. Kimay besim ukenei besim mechza mechza chamishim mesayim. It should say that each one's 250. It just splits it up, and doesn't say machtitza on the second time. That teaches us that there's no such thing as that. Teaches us that that's really 500. Look tomorrow back to only a popular abaya. Kushu cycle when you're weighing it, when you're weighing this 500 shkolim on a scale, behechreyahu cycle. You always add a little bit to make sure that the scale is a little bit heavier and it goes down a little bit. Because that makes you sure. Look, that will make sure that's enough. That's a question he's asking. Because shekel v'achrei shekel, oy, I am buying a shekel. Maybe you do exactly even. When you look at the two sides of the scale, they actually even. Or one's hanging a little bit down. Little achrei. Amalei, rachmana kosav bad v'bad. The Torah says bad v'bad. Amrits v'achrei. You're saying there is a hechra. It's bad v'bad. So that's what he answers. No, it's equal. Break the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yedea HaChroyos Am Isba HaChro. He writes by Shkil Saman, we'll see what he says at the Gabe, that Hashem knows the real Mishkol, the real weight of the HaChroyos. He knows the real weight. So you see, they do HaChro. So HaKadomar, who the Savar, who the holds, Kinmon Besem, that says in the Pasuk, half is 250. And my is bothering him. My mighty machsisa the chamesh meis. Why did they bring half? That's half of 500. Two because of 250s. Why did they bring that one total of 500? My mighty machsisa the chamesh meis. Chavish meshayim chad zimna. Chavish meshayim chad zimna. Why did they bring it? Why did bring 250 at a time? Why didn't you bring 500 at a time? So his answer was, Kivan the Kula and Chamesh Meis Havinaiti, Chamesh, that's all part of Kasha. Kivan the Kula and Chamesh Meis Havinaiti, Chamesh Meis Vazachan, let them all bring 500 at one time. Why did he bring 250 and 250? He bring 500 at one time. This is bothering Rav Yehuda. And he said to himself, Shmami Novin, the Kamais Lakim Vesem Trezim, since you bring two times 250, Hechrei is bay. You have to have Hechrei, and therefore we're gaining an extra Hechrei when we measure twice for 250s. And that's what he wanted. That Kosh Baruch Yedea, he knows really the weight of the achrayis, and that's his shita. So that's why Abaye Otayna, Rav Yehuda doesn't hold like me. Rav Yehuda holds that he has a kasha, and therefore he says it's pshat. But I don't hold of him. I hold that badva means ayin ba'ayin. So what does Rav Yehuda do with the pasuk badva bad? Oh my, fear Rav Yehuda, my badva bad. Om Ravino. So lo yiniach mishkol v'mishkol v'yishkol. After you weigh, let's say a kida 500. I don't know if kids want 500, whatever one is 500, Mar Dura, 500, you don't take the 500 and use it for the next thing. You still always have to use weights. Don't use the thing that was weighed for that. For example, the two things that are 500 are Mar Dura and Kida. So for Kida, I'll use the Mar Dura to weight. No, the halacha is not. You have to use the Mishkal. That's the teacher says. Always have to use the Mishkal. That's bad for bad means. So the Gemara writes, "Tana Rabbanon, Shemen Mishkal she'asam Moshe v'Midbar, the Shemen Mishkal that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar. How did you do it? You had all these spices. Hayishol koyim ikrin. They used to cook it with all the spices. All these spices, they're really like they're twigs. They're like pieces of wood, really, that have spices. And you cook them all together. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Omer Rabbi Yosi, if you did that, you wouldn't have any water left. You wouldn't have Shemen Mishkal left. Omer Loi." Because they're cooking, not you're cooking water, you're cooking the oil, the 12 lug of oil, you're cooking all these ikrim. It's not that much oil, 12 lug. And all those ikrim, it's a lot of ikrim, a lot of heavy stuff. Say it's like 24 kilograms of spices, a lot of stuff. So I'm going to be honest with you, you can't even soak it, forget about cooking it, there'll be nothing left of it. So Ketzarai, so what are you doing? What am I should do? Heviu ikrim, you brought the ikrim. He brought these spices. Visharum b'mayim. And he soaked it. It's really roots. Ikrim, the literal title, the roots. He brought these roots, these spice roots. Visharum b'mayim. First soaked it in water. And that made it that it won't absorb any shemen. Hetzalayim shemen. Then he poured shemen on it. And the shemen, sat on top of it. And then it got a little of the taste. V'kol tasareach. Got some of its smell. V'kipchein. He took it off. And therefore, there was enough. Allah Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't understand the problem. What's the problem? Chineis echad nasar mishkal. The only one ace. They worry about how much it is. Let me some harbin nasabah. I mean, tchilas vat soiva. Let me from beginning to end. Tchilas eloya el shteim asa lug. It was only started with 12 lug of shemen. Ubaynim shachav mishkam vekelav. They were moishach. They smeared the shemen mishkal on the mishkal and all its kelim and Aaron ubana. The Aaron ubana with Aaron and his children. Kol. Day of Shemesh Ve'elum. Every day of the seven days Shemesh Ve'elum. You know how much Shemesh Mishkin for that? Ubaynim Shchu Kanim Gdei Malachim in the future. The Kula Kanim Vaslovin. All 12 lugs all around. Shnema Shem Mishchas Kodesh Yezel Yidar Sechem and Zez Gematria Zev Gematria Shnei Masa Lugim Havim 12 Lugim. Zez is 7 and 5, which is 12. So a lot of Nisim. Don't ask me any kashas. That's a lot of Nisim. Yeah, it was a nice. That even though you cooked it up, still it stayed left over.